In this week's episode, Samantha plays not Chrono Trigger, JJ nearly froze to death, Mike makes an interesting comparison, and I talk about the announcement of an announcement. This is episode 74. Good. Okay.
Yeah, I want to get it over with.
I think everyone wants to get it over with today on Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm
Pace. Since I didn't get to use it the last one, I forgot.
Might as well you use forgot. It now. Yeah. Oh, wait. You said you were the mom.
Didn't say I was anything.
No, Angela said you were the mom.
The dog
I'm
agrees.
Crazy.
There you go. All right. So we're going to talk about some games today, but not the same game. We're going to talk about games we've been playing recently.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully we've got some interesting ones to talk about. Mike, you look like you've got some ideas to talk about.
I journeyed to the past and have been playing GTA 4.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know what spurred it either.
Okay. All right. So having fun playing GTA 4?
Yeah, I like it. It kind of reminds me of Animal Crossing.
What?
Well, let me get there.
Okay. Yes, I am all ears, my friend. Please tell me.
So every Animal Crossing, even though it's so much of this... like the same stuff, there's always like a couple of game mechanics that never journey to the next one.
Sure.
And like GTA 4 is full of stuff that I'm like, man, why did they take this out in 5?
Okay.
And then San Andreas was another one that had all these things that you could do that just never made it back.
Yes. Okay. Is there any like particular item you'd like to see move forward to future games?
Yeah, I miss being able to pick up litter and throw it at people. So much fun. You can pick up like the coffee cups and bricks.
Yeah.
And just
Well, I was gonna say, I remember the when that was still out, they were all the memes about, hey cousin, let's go bowling and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. That I don't miss at all from this playthrough.
Because I was going to say, if there's anything, yeah, there's still time to get it into GTA 6. Did you see the potential release date is fall 2025?
Mm-hmm. Well, and they are saying that that's the rush date.
Yes.
Because they lost a lot of money on some mobile platform.
Yep.
Yeah. They bought the Zynga, right?
I think they did. They lost like $2.9 billion.
Wow.
That's a pretty... because they haven't put out any games recently.
I mean, with the team you have...
yes.
There's no reason it should take that long. And you know you're going to be working on it for years after the fact.
Yes.
I think they just dicked around for years while
they
were raking in the...
the GTA Online money. We're too busy counting this money to make a game.
Yeah.
And when they listen to the podcast, when we release it, they're going to, we have to add the pick up trash feature.
Yeah.
We have to push this back another year.
It's going to pop an achievement that says Funsphere Game Club.
The combat can get a little tedious in 4. They really improved that with 5, but I think it was just the era. That was like rife with duck and cover.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because that's when like Gears came
Gears
out.
Gears was big and yeah. All those games. I was going to say what I think Killzone for PS. It was also like a lot like Gears. It's a duck and cover shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That game, I really wish that they would do a remaster of it, though, because it...
Do you? With the way that the first three came out?
Yeah, it's bizarre that 4 has ended up being the black sheep of the franchise.
I think...
Well, 1 and 2 have not, like, just no. The regular GTA have never been.
So, I'm going to jump in here, guys, only for a second because I have the perfect transition points to talk about, kind of like what you're talking about.
Okay.
I do. So, I, too, have been playing an old game. You know, I was watching the Fallout show, and I was like, you know what's better than watching Fallout? Playing Fallout.
Oh, I've been wanting to play Fallout 4.
I have been playing Fallout 3.
3 I like more.
Yeah, so
I haven't played any.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, so Fallout 1 and 2 are completely, you know, they're locked on PC.
Well,
forever.
That makes more sense because Bethesda didn't have anything to do with
those games. Yeah. Yeah, they just bought the IP. But I've been playing it. It's fun to kind of every now and then go back to that generation of like Xbox 360, PS3 games. And I have definitely been enjoying it. And I think 3 is the Fallout. I beat it all, and I think I never went back to it for some reason. So going back, it's like a whole new game now. And
Did you do the DLC?
I'm just playing the base game right now.
That game had the best.
Such DLC. Good DLC. I remember it quite well. And I think this was also a good transition because I finished Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm.
I got all 3 endings. I'm going to say they were all kind of a bummer. And I'm going to say this, I was playing Cyberpunk because much like Mike, I was kind of getting a GTA itch, but I was like, I don't want to play GTA 5 again because I've played it like 4 or 5 times and bought it 2 or 3 times. So I was like, I don't want to play that. I was like, that's will kind of have that itch, but it's one of those things that also just further cements that no one can do a sandbox open world game like GTA.
Yeah, like Rockstar, why?
They are the only ones that can really nail it. Saints Row can't do it right. This game couldn't quite hit it. Oh, there's that. But
what's the Watch Dogs?
Oh, yeah, Watch Dogs wasn't even close. But I was going to say, you're talking about 4 being the black sheep of the GTA. I think 4 is held in a lot better regard now than it was before. Because I think everyone was like, man, GTA 4 had a dark story. It was kind of like, it was really good. It was like almost more serious. And because 5 went as wacky as it did. And I think 5 was a great game. And I think it was the right choice to go wacky after 4. I think people now look back on 4 a little bit better than they did at the time.
It could definitely... I don't know. It's just really remarkable going back and playing it. And you can clearly see the... Like, they haven't really graduated from San Andreas.
No,
like
no.
And the way the cars move, everything feels so similar. So
and I will say
it made sense whenever they were like, no, we're already doing a 4 to 5.
Yeah, and I was going to say Fallout 3 also has that same thing. You can tell they went way further on Fallout 4 as far as graphically and stuff like that. And I was also thinking, man, I would really like a Fallout 3 remastered or like in 4's engine. I was like, well, you know, they were talking about, because of the success of the show, I don't know if you saw Todd Howard's talking about, they may push Elder Scrolls 6 back even further and put Fallout in front of it because
they already have the
76 is out. But they were supposedly going to be developing Fallout 5 after they did Elden Ring, 5 or 6?
Elden Ring.
Or not Elden Ring, excuse me. Think of something else.
Starfield.
Starfield.
Was the last thing they did.
Starfield was the last thing they did. Then they... No, which Elder Scrolls is this? 5
oh,
or 5?
Oh, it'll
five?
Be 6.
It'll be 6, yeah.
Okay, oh, okay. So... Yeah, they announced the title and that it was in development. But now they're starting to pivot to try to...
They're going to be way too late.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, by the time it would come out, it would...
I was
going to
say,
did you guys see, before we get off 76, did you guys see where after the Microsoft layoffs, somebody blew up what's his name's base?
Major Nelson. That's his name. It's Major
Nelson. Elijah McGinney?
No, not that Major Nelson. Different Major Nelson. Yes.
Or is it Phil Spencer?
Phil Spencer is the music guy.
That's Phil Spector.
Or is it Phil Spencer?
I thought it was Phil Spencer.
I don't know. We'll look it up. But yeah, they lashed out, and I think, I hate to say it, I think Xbox is collapsing. They've overextended themselves.
Well, they bought everything so that they wouldn't have to make anything.
I guess that's their plan.
As long as Overwatch stays up, I don't care.
Oh, so Samantha, a question for you about Overwatch. Yeah. Do you have any interest in the competitor that's coming out from Marvel?
Oh, Marvel. Yeah, I'm going to try it out, but it's not first person.
Is it not?
No.
I couldn't tell.
It's third person. It looks like it's third person to me. And yeah, I'm going to try it. I think we want to play it, but I don't think it's going to, unless it's like, I don't think I'll get the same dopamine hit I get from Overwatch.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think it was funny. Another thing that kind of came out about that is that game's beta came out, and there was the the video game reviewers like the agreement to stream the game early to get a code or stuff like that came out, and it had so many restrictions. Like literally could not compare it to Overwatch. Mm-hmm. They would not give you the code if you're like.
And yet they had Overwatch streamers stream it.
Yes. Yeah. But they were literally contractually obligated to say it's not an Overwatch clone or anything like that.
It does seem, I guess it's like similar because it's a hero-based shooter and it's really colorful.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. But, I mean, it looks fun. I'll try it. I want to main Scarlet Witch and Storm.
Hmm. All right. So, JJ? What have you been playing, pal?
So, speaking of Xbox, I started playing Sea of Thieves on my PlayStation 5. Talking about collapsing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wanted to get that game when it released, 2016 or 18? I was going to buy an Xbox for that game. I don't know why. I don't know why I was like, this is going to be the game that gets me playing an Xbox. And never got the Xbox. And so, finally, when they... when they released Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves for the PlayStation, then they got rid of the company that built Hi-Fi.
Yes.
Yeah, they got rid of that company. But so I thought, this would be good to play Sea of Thieves. And it's me just on a pirate ship digging for treasure. I thought it would be a lot more fun than that. Everyone's so much further ahead. So every once in a while, me and Brendan will play together, and we're doing the Pirates of the Caribbean quest right now. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's fun. But yeah, to that point, I hope that we can get more games from Xbox on the PS5, maybe.
It sounds like you're going to be getting a lot more games for the PS5.
Okay.
Yeah, the studio that made that Hi-Fi Rush, Tango DreamWorks, that was the studio they hand-built for the guy that made Resident Evil 4. Then they made Evil Within, which was all right. And then they made Evil Within 2, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm super bummed that I will never get the Evil Within 3 because I was looking forward to it.
I keep meaning to watch Evil Within 2. I liked the first one.
If you liked the first one, you will. The second one was really, really well done.
Oh, interesting.
It was, I would say it was what the first game was promised to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I remember that one. I thought it was ridiculous that the zombies could also have guns.
Yes. So, So you've been playing that on PS5?
Yeah, and then, just keeping up with things that are coming out. So I'll probably end up buying the college football. They just released a trailer for that.
Yep.
It's just interesting to see, at least from my point of view, because now it's, all right, what game would I like to see on the PlayStation 5? From the Game Pass, or is the Game Pass just going to be available eventually for the PS5?
I think eventually the Game Pass will be available for the PS5.
Yeah, because at this point, the reason to get a PlayStation is not there. The exclusive games aren't there. Final Fantasy VII Part 2 didn't work out the way they wanted it to, and so now there's really no reason to get the PlayStation 5 unless you just want to play Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, and even that ended up being short.
Yes, and there's been no announcement about DLC for it. So, yeah, I'm also like, might as well wait for 3 and then go play 2 when it comes. You'll probably have an option when you buy 3, get a copy of 1 and 2 for free or something like that. And I think we are starting to see the transition from some of the bigs getting out of the console business. Both of them have been pretty open about, like, look, manufacturing the hardware is not really as necessary as it once was. Even though things like, you know, Google Stadia failed and stuff like that, they're like, we can make this work.
Right.
And with so many of your games, you slip into the machine now, literally just being a passcode for the online version that you play on the cloud anyway. Mm-hmm. Especially like for Switch and stuff like that, that you're literally playing on a server. It makes more sense to, we'll sell you, let's just say your next console will be, you buy a controller and you buy a subscription pass and then you play it on your TV.
Yeah.
Or your phone or whatever.
Hmm. Which is going to be a nightmare for game preservation.
Yes. Right. It will be. And I mean, digital, as much as digital only as I am, it is also currently a problem for some of that stuff too. Because you got to make sure you download your copies and then download it to a hard drive to make sure, you know, and if that hard drive corrupts, well, that game's gone. You can never get it again. I have a ton of Xbox, like, arcade games that I can never play again, like the X-Men and Simpsons and, of course, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, forever locked behind that. Or buy an arcade 1-up cabinet. I wanted to kill someone when I saw that. Oh, real quick, JJ, did you beat Cyberpunk yet?
No.
Okay. We'll talk when you do.
Okay. You remember how long it took me to beat Final Fantasy 16?
That's fine. You know what? No rush. I still got to beat the DLC stuff.
DLC, yeah.
Yep. I haven't even started it. Samantha, what have you been playing that's not Stardew Valley?
I kind of started playing this mobile game.
Okay, tell us.
It's called Reverse 1999. It's a gacha game, but they're pretty generous. Like, I have not spent a single cent on this game. But it's, I think it was a Chinese game that got translated. It's got voice acting. I guess it's like Genshin Impact or Honkai Star Rail, like that sort of thing, where they're like... Everybody, all the characters. There's like a main story, and then I think a bunch of side story for the different characters. It's pretty fun. It's just like, and I like that it's auto too, so I can like let them fight and go to something else. The story's a little interesting because it's like this thing called the Foundation, and they're all arcanists. So, and then there's something called the Storm, where like it's corrupting. It starts in 1999, and it like corrupts the era, and then like eats that era. And so they're like, they have to keep going back in time to try to stop it, because it's like, so you don't get to see 1999.
It's Chrono Trigger, then?
Kinda, I guess. Yeah, trying to rip off Chrono Trigger. Yeah, like it like start. It's, I guess it started in 1999, but the game starts in like the 60s, and then the storm comes. It like the storm madness makes everything look like comic book, like pop art, and then it goes away. And then the next one's in the 20s, and then when the storm starts, like everyone gets like the storm madness manifests as people like eating money. So then they're all getting like sick and dying because they're just like eating money. Like,
well, yeah, and then money's disgusting. It's got tons of germs on it.
Yeah. And it's not food.
It's not food. And,
yeah, and then it like, I don't know what the next era is going to be, because it like, it skips to the Foundation for like repairs or whatever. And there's a faction, there's factions and all kinds. It's a more complicated story than I was expecting.
Especially for a mobile.
Yeah, I know.
And that actually kind of brings me back to the point we were talking about with, you know, PlayStation and Xbox eventually wanting their stuff to be just on whatever. It's because I think we are right now starting to see mobile games honestly get more and more complex, because our phones can handle it and stuff like that. And it's not always just the goofy little puzzle games that used to be, or card games or stuff like that. You are starting to see more and more complex games on there.
Yeah.
I just think of mobile the same way that Nintendo's always thought of handhelds, where it's like, it needs to be tailored more towards short burst gameplay.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Like, you run out of energy and stuff, and like you can buy more, but I'm like, I guess I'm done for today. Like, it's not like I'm not that engrossed in it, but it's kind of the only new thing I've been playing.
Yeah.
I downloaded it because I saw an ad, and I just like this character called the Tooth Fairy. I really liked the design. She was like eating. She had like headgear on, and she was like eating a fairy. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
I'll try that.
I was going to say, and I think, again, on that point I was bringing up, with how relevant PC gaming is, many of those mobile games can also be played on PC.
Yeah, this one can, too. I thought about it, but I was like, no, if I was going to get it again, I would want it on Switch, actually.
Speaking of the Switch, So we're in the end times for the Switch. It is officially...
Actually, we're not. Ooh. I just pre-ordered. Did you guys... I didn't even see the announcement for it, but they're doing a Nintendo World Championship NES game.
Yeah, it's called NES Remix. It came out several years
ago.
No,
this is different.
When does it release?
July?
I think so, yeah. They're pumping out, like, all right, we're going to give you guys Thousand Year Door. They announced something else was getting a port or something like that recently.
Was it Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion 2, yeah, was getting ported. And I was like, oh, that's actually a really good game. I like that one. But that was on DS, wasn't it?
3DS, yeah.
So how are they going to make it run on Switch? Good question.
They might.
If they can do that, then why can't they just give Revenant wings?
I wonder if this is where they're going to start seeing it. Like, guess what? You guys are liking to see, DS games on this stuff brought forward. That's what we're going to do on the Switch.
I would love that.
I think there's been some speculation that the Switch 2 is going to be very similar to the Switch. It's just going to be bigger, like off the bat, and I think it's going to be maybe more capable of maybe playing something similar to modern games, but modern by last generation.
Okay. Well, that's one on it for Stardew.
Yeah.
Skid got a Steam Deck, the new one.
Did he?
Yeah.
There's already a new one?
Like the OLED, the fancier screen.
Mm. Yeah. They did the same thing that the Switch did.
Yeah. It looks really cool, and I'm jealous, and I want one.
I actually, a little while back, was looking at, like, Steam Deck competitors, and there were some interesting ones I've seen. But, like, it seems like 90% of all the stuff that people do with Steam Decks is just run emulators and play old games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, because it's like a PC, so you can easily. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to play the new Stardew patch in bed. Also Baldur's Gate in bed.
So, with the new Switch, do you know if they're going to let you keep your previous... Like, is the shop still going to be the same?
You never know with Nintendo. Sometimes they'll be like, yeah, we're all about carrying forward. And then other times they'll be like, fuck you.
Whatever. I'll buy Stardew and Paradise Killer again. I'm not worried about it.
No, you may not play Nintendo games. You have to buy them again from us. Yep. And by the way, we never bother bringing every game from every previous system forward. Guess what? Earthbound is still locked on the Wii U. Deal with it.
Shysters.
Super Metroid still stuck on there. Yep.
God, remember on the Wii U, to try to encourage early adopters, every game was like 30 cents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And literally, like, one of their big final pushes was like, guess what, guys? Earthbound coming out. Only for Wii U and only on.
And then it came on the 3DS.
Yes, it sure did right afterwards. When they were like, you know what? This thing really is shot. So it's funny. I don't know. Like, I think they've already said that's also going to be a 2025 release. And they're not sure when, but they're supposed to have the official announcement is coming, I think, this month or maybe next month.
Where are you hearing this?
No. This is the announcement that they're officially announcing the Switch's successor.
The announcement to the announcement.
So here's how that story broke down, because I was reading it. I was like, did I really just hear? So they reported to their financials for their quarter. And they're like, all right, we are going to announce next quarter that the Switch is in its final year. Mm. And so that's what was announced. And like, we're going to have an official announcement on this date, and it's probably going to be, I think, holiday 2025. Mm. Which, come on, do we need another console dropped in the holidays?
Yeah.
It was annoying when I was a kid, and you know, everybody's like, oh, I want the Super Nintendo for Christmas. Guess what? They're all sold out. You know, I want the Wii for Christmas, all sold out. Stuff like that. I'm like, I get it. I get that's where you're like, I'm making the most money for kind of two calendar years right then and there. But come on. We can get away from drop.
I don't care if they do it, as long as they just manufacture enough. Like, you know the demand is there, so stop
you
with the
know
bullshit
the scalp-
artificial
no,
scarcity.
It's gonna happen, I guarantee. Everything we went through with the PS5 and the Xbox One X and the Switch when it came out and the OLED when it came out, we're gonna go through again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sucks for y'all. I usually wait a year or two anyway.
No. That's the way to do it. Especially with games now.
Like, you say that and you know you are going to have it before I do.
I didn't do it with the Switch.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't get the Switch until Odyssey came out.
You had the Switch a full year before I had mine.
I had it before, but I still didn't get it early.
Yeah, I mean, I almost froze to death for a Nintendo Wii in front of Circuit City.
Oh,
the Wii,
was that the worst one? The Wii, PS3, Xbox 360 generation?
The Wii was the worst.
Yeah, the Wii was the worst because everyone knew a guy who knew a guy.
Yeah.
And so,
I was that guy then. I was at GameStop then.
So we went to Circuit City, and they were supposed to get 60, and I remember this. Oh. And I was number 40. I'm counting. I'm like 43 or something like that.
Yep.
And this car pulls up, and 12 kids come out, and they get back in line. They're like, oh, we were here with our friends. We told everyone. I'm like, if I would have known that, I would have left.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they just went to go get everyone breakfast, but it's like, took 12 people to do that?
No, I'd have been punching 12 kids. So yep. I remember being midnight launch for PS3 at Walmart and literally being about the same scenario. 40, but Walmart was more organized. They're like, look, everybody line up here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how many we got. We did not know before we got here how many we were getting, and they handed out tickets, and it was like 40, and I was like 48. So
I would never do this.
Never do this?
No.
What, wait,
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't even do a virtual queue. I'd just like, can I buy it? No? Okay. Goodbye.
What about a midnight release for a game?
That's such a rare thing now.
Okay, yeah. After having to work some of those,
yeah.
No. No. Like, it's too late. I'm not gonna get it and go to bed, and then I think I went to a couple. Like I went to some with like my ex because he's like obsessed, but no, I wouldn't go out. I just ordered on the internet. Like I do not go to them. They come to me.
So one of the biggest reasons that I switched to digital in this current generation was because I'm an old man now, and I'm like, I don't want to get up at midnight to go get a game.
No, also I don't
or
get
stand
shot.
In line. No, I'll just get it digitally, get it the exact same time as all you. And then guess what? It's not like I'm going to be awake at midnight to play it anyway. Yeah. I'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah. I guess that's a getting older thing. Because I remember so vividly like that feeling where you're like, I have to have this.
Yes.
Now. Like I'm taking off work the next couple of days just so I can, like, I know that I'm only going to eat, sleep, and play this game.
Yes.
But now I'm like, yeah, I'll get it sometime this week.
Yeah, I even, like, I'm thinking now, like, when a game I'm really, really hyped for comes out, I will pre-order it, and I won't play it for a week now.
Oh, I rarely buy games, so what I do is I open up the PlayStation app on my phone, and I'm like, bleep, bloop, bloop, okay, it'll download on the day it gets here.
So then do you remember what game you stood in line for last, like the last game that you...
I think my last midnight was GTA 5, the original. On the
PS3?
No, on the Xbox 360, right?
I think my last one was Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I think mine was either Red Dead 2 or Death Stranding.
Now, Red Dead, I did
I got
the
it digital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which there's supposedly a Red Dead 2 remaster, like the 5.
That one actually does need it though, because that the whole HDR thing is so fucked.
And you know what they should do with that too? Just let you go a little bit further south to Mexico and just have Red Dead 1.
Or just do
game.
What they were talking about when they were put the first one out and do Red Dead 1 remade in Red Dead 2's engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do the entire game. I mean,
it's weird that they included everything, but then, like, if you explore that part of the map, it's like an unfinished, like, even the NPCs are not fully fleshed out. It's weird.
You just see that one house just kind of blow up, and that's about it. You're like, okay.
Yeah, and it's weird. So, this is also, I'm going to ask this. I know there are some games that certainly have DLC and stuff like that. But does it seem like this generation now, with like just all the like passes and stuff like that, they've got, I know, like they've, most games are like, no, we don't make DLC anymore. It's not worth all the money to sell you a $9.99 expansion, or all the money we'd have to spend to make it.
Well, because I can make $9.99 a month off shirts.
Yes.
You know, or whatever gear.
Or your GTA Online subscription pass, or something like that.
I'm a big fan of games as a live service, actually. Like, even Baldur's Gate, like, they don't have any DLC or anything planned or expansions, but then when they do a big patch, they don't add, like, story or whatever, except for the epilogue that they added.
Yeah.
But they still, like, add things to, like, enrich the game, and it feels different when you replay it. Like,
and I think
like that.
I think there are certain genres of games that honestly benefit from that model, but I think a lot of companies are trying to apply it to every game, and it certainly doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking now, the one that just recently cost Warner Brothers a bunch of money, the
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Remember, I was talking about how I was going to buy it because it was like Kevin Conroy's last recording as Batman, but actually that turned out not to be true. That was just a marketing tactic. So I was like, hey, I'm never touching that game now. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad it cost them $2 million.
Oh.
Or $2 billion, I think. Actually, they talked about losing a ton of money.
Warner Brothers are liars.
Yes, there's that too. And it just seems crazy, you know, like you might hear of a studio losing $2-3 million back in the days. Now it seems like every game when they post a loss, it is with a B, with
inflation.
A billion. I mean, that's a big inflation to go from millions to billions.
Yeah, well, it's a big balloon,
I guess. All right, anybody been playing anything else?
No.
I figured this was kind of going to be a short one. And not just because we're all really hungry and we want to get pizza.
I'm just all I can think about right now.
Pizza.
All right, well, we'll cut it here, and we'll see you next time, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.